The Cornell Cooperative Extension wants to help protect Long Island's South Shore from erosion. Towns along the bay have struggled with flooding caused by erosion. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports that they've planted a type of seagrass that they hope will strengthen the coast.
Four divers with the Cornell Cooperative jumped into the Great South Bay with scuba gear to plant eelgrass on a cold, blustery day in December. Steve Schott and Kim Manzo were among them.
Well, when you first get in the water, it stings your face at this temperature for a minute or two, and then it goes numb.
You also get used to it the more you do this. I've been doing this for 17 years, so it's like you get used to being cold and miserable. Just part of the job.
Unlike seaweed, eelgrass is a rooted plant, and the Great South Bay used to be one giant underwater meadow.
When the meadows were still here, it would have been covered with acres and acres of eelgrass.
And that's what NOAA found when it did its last environmental survey in 2002. But between 2002 and 2012, Schott says pollution and global warming caused the eelgrass to nearly die off.
Now it's basically just a flat sand bottom with very little feature in most cases.
However, a breach created by Superstorm Sandy 4 years ago split the Fire Island National Seashore in two and improved water conditions in the Great South Bay by flushing it out. Now that the water's cleaner, the cooperative wants to restore the underwater meadow. Partnering with the town of Brookhaven, the Cornell Cooperative began planting eelgrass stalks this month to try to protect the shoreline and marine life.
Usually it's we get about 60 in a tank of air in about an hour. A little more than that. So if all four of us get about 60 in, that's 240. We've got most of them.
Schott says eelgrass prevents the tides and storms from washing sand off the beach. The erosion of the beach makes the South Shore more susceptible to flooding.
You get a storm, that sediment gets kicked up in the water column, suspended. It'll settle that sand back out and prevent it from being washed offshore.
And that's why they're jumping into frigid water. Eelgrass thrives when planted in cold water.
So we're going to try to establish a foothold and try to bring eelgrass back, give it a starting point to at least try to spread on its own.
Manzo pulled a few more batches of eelgrass off of the boat.
So these are the rings that we use for planting. So we use them almost like a cookie cutter.
While underwater, Manzo and Schott and two other divers push the rings into the ground and dig out an inch or two of sand. They plant the eelgrass and pat it down inside the ring.
So then when we pull it out, it just is nice and level with the surface, but just below the surface so that sediment can hold it down until the roots can get established.
The Cornell Cooperative will monitor the eelgrass planting fields for the next 5 years to try to restore the coast. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.